It's time for Mike Detective, Unlicensed and Uninsured Private Eye, Episode 5, The Postman Always Stings Twice, with special guest star, Andy Richter.
Hi, everybody!
Life is like a contractor you've hired to remodel your bathroom. Sometimes he works for 3 days straight, sometimes you don't see him for 2 weeks, but at the end of it, you get a brand new bathroom and you can finally shit again. You see how life is like that. Stupid. Speaking of stupid, what a stupid situation I had found myself in. Tawny Nacho has me looking for her missing sister at Kelsey Grammer's empty mansion. Or so we thought. Because unlike Eddie Vedder, who once posited that there was no code, there was a code. Morse code to be exact, and the sound of it was coming from a secret basement. Stephanie says, to open the secret passageway, I should go over to this baby grand piano and play 3 bars of Mozart's Sonata in C major.
Do you know how to play that?
Sonata, one of my favorites, but I'll give it a whirl. A secret water slide. Luckily, I brought my bathing suit.
Mike, you're naked.
Sorry, I just remembered. This is my birthday suit.
Well, this water slide must lead to the basement where my sister is being held. It looks dangerous, and we don't have life jackets.
Well then, I guess I'll need to hold my arms around you real tight, won't I? So in case you drown, I can use your dead body as a flotation device.
Oh, Mike, promise me if I die, you'll cremate me and sprinkle my ashes over the Grand Canyon.
I don't believe in cremation, but I'll gladly throw your corpse over the side. Now, pinch your nose, baby, so the water doesn't get in.
Pinch my nose? But then, how do I smell?
Terrible. Now, let's go! Down we went, and for the next 4 hours, we slipped and slided through an incredible signature thrill ride. It went through every room in the house, through Kelsey Grammer's 27 bathrooms with its 52 his and hers toilets, through his hyperbolic chamber room, and right through his dogfighting pit. Basically, all the rooms that most houses have. What a merry ride. Oh, and by the way, if you were wondering, yeah, we got very wet. We didn't mind. Getting wet is part of what made it so fun. Finally, at the very end, there was an almost 90-degree dead drop that led to... That was amazing! Do you want to go back up and do it again?
First of all, yes, but only after we find my sister, so she can experience the wet and wild time we just had. Stephanie? Stephanie, are you down here?
Over here!
Who said that?
Me! The guy who was knocking.
You were knocking? But why did you say that Stephanie is down here?
Because I am. My name is Stefan. Stefan E. Newman. No relation to Alfred. Well, I guess he is my cousin, so I shouldn't have said that.
Shut the fuck up. Who are you?
I'm a prisoner. Kelsey Grammer has kept me down here in solitary confinement for 15 years. I don't know about anything that's happened in the world since 1996. And I only know it's been 15 years because I've made a mark on my penis for each year I've been down here. See?
I can only see one mark on there.
Well, that's because it's not erect. But if I think of something sexy from 1996, it'll grow. Oh, let me see. What about the Rachel haircut? Wah-wah-wee-wah!
Wait, are you quoting Borat?
Who?
Well, this is useless. We're looking for Stephanie Client.
Oh, I knew her. Was she that girl with the Rachel haircut?
No.
Oh, yeah, I did hear something about her. You know, I can hear everything that goes on in this house through these pipes. Apparently, Kelsey Grammer is keeping her imprisoned out at the racetrack.
The racetrack? She loved pigs.
Oh, I'm sorry. The horse racetrack.
Next to the pig one? I guess she would go there sometimes, too.
Thanks for the info. I guess we'll free you now.
Free me? Why would you free me? I got a pretty sweet deal here. Total darkness, nothing to read, and all the rats I can gently suffocate and eat. The only thing I miss is my wife.
Why do you keep quoting Borat?
I don't know who you're talking about. And if you don't stop accusing me of plagiarizing, I'm gonna sue you, like those frat guys sued Sacha Baron Cohen and Larry Charles.
After one more super fun trip down that water slide, we got in Tawny's Ford Festiva and took off for the racetrack. We were barreling down the 101 freeway when all of a sudden...
Mike, the car! It's careening out of control!
Will Tawny and Mike be able to fix their flat tire successfully? Oh, by the way, they actually survived the crash and just have to deal with a flat tire. Spoiler alert. But will they be able to change the flat tire? Of course they will. Fixing a flat tire is easy when you have a man to help. But what will happen when they get to the racetrack? Will the jockeys make fun of the donut tire on the Festiva? Find out next time on another episode of Mike Detective.
Donuts.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.